It's been almost 10 years. What's changed for you guys as a band? You know, that's quite a long time.
It's such a long time. so much has changed. Annette is actually our third drummer that we've had. So that in itself is probably one of the biggest changes. Also, we're pretty – I think when we first started, Katie and I were just learning our instruments. We're sort of teaching each other. Like, she taught me how to play bass, and we kind of learned by playing a lot of real indie covers and things like that. And we're a lot more like surfy, maybe. So I guess we've sort of just grown a lot as musicians and grown together as well. We're definitely a very different sounding band than we were in 2010.
Well, I was going to say, so you said that you felt a bit more surfy. Do you think that's because you were originally from Perth and there's the coastal line and everything?
Yeah, maybe. We had like a tremolo pedal as well. Maybe that helped the surf vibes.
And you said that...
It's just maybe easier to play surf kind of things. I don't know. Or we're listening to a lot of Best Coast at the time.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. They get it you, is. Don't they?
Yeah.
So, you said that Annette was your third drummer. And I don't know, how has that kind of changed up the dynamic, having Annette on with this album?
I guess this is the first time in a long time we've felt like a really... I guess just like a band. It's always been Katie and I, and we've moved through drummers, which is always, they've always been great, and it's always worked out really well. But I think this is the first time we've really like consolidated our sound and had time to play together, the three of us, and you know, work out exactly what we want to sound like, and spend heaps of time doing that. So
you're originally from Perth and you moved down to Melbourne to pursue sound production, and in classic Diana's DIY fashion, you recorded and mixed the album yourself, which is just so cool. I mean, how has your new knowledge, or your knowledge now anyway, of sound production kind of changed your relationship with songwriting and music, if it has at all?
I try not to think about it too much when I'm writing. Otherwise, it's sort of a rabbit hole you can go down of like picturing, you know, what this could be better if, you know, we just put heaps of reverb on or something like that, which we definitely want to do. But I guess it's allowed me to sort of try and capture our live sound on this record, which again started with us just playing a lot together and getting to know what we sound like live. And then we really wanted to have this record just sound how we sound, or at least as close as possible.
And why is that important to have a live sounding record?
I think it was just important for us. I wouldn't say it's the most important for everyone else, but I think a lot of our energy comes from that live show. Because I think our vocals are quite airy and sort of sweet sounding, but I think a lot of the depth and the energy comes from giving it everything in our live show.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at Going Gone, like at the end there, when Caitlin comes on with the bass and there's those like descending bass lines, and it's like, whoa, like, you know, you feel like it really picks you up, right?
Yeah.
One of the really cool things about Baby Baby is that the three of you wrote a lot of the album down in a farmhouse in the outskirts of Victoria. Where did that idea come from?
I think that stemmed from us just being really busy in our normal lives and not ever dedicating enough time to music and just always being too busy. And we sort of realized that we've been playing the same songs for ages. And Katie and I have been writing a little bit by ourselves, but I think we just really wanted to dedicate some quality time with each other and really just block out a couple of days where we could focus on writing and, yeah, try and make an album, because I think it had been getting to a long time between releases by then already. So, yeah, we thought we needed to do something drastic.
And so keeping with the DIY theme, Baby Baby is out on Blossom Rot Records, and you're one half of the Brains Trust behind it with Sydney Cider, Sophie from Body Type. Yeah. How did you guys get together, and why did you want to make a label?
Well, again, Sophie's sort of been in our Diana's life for a long time. We met her in maybe like 2012 back in Perth, because she's from Perth as well. And she was, you know, really liked our band and has helped us out a lot over the years with releases and things like that. And then Sophie and I, we both worked for record labels and in the industry. And I think we just wanted to do something for ourselves and do it in our own way. And we always talked about it as sort of one of those pipe dream things. But then one day we just decided that we could just do it, I guess. And we just, you know, got the Instagram handle and got the Gmail. And from there we just decided to do the Diana's album as our first release.
Well, it was really nice to sit down with you, sort of, Natalie. And good luck with Blossom Rot, and also good luck with the rest of the album.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.